Hello, it's Jenny, and welcome to this week's podcast. I hope you're having a fabulous week and have been taking some proactive steps towards living that lifestyle that you love, however small those steps may be. Now, this week, I want to focus on one barrier that stops people from really going for what it is that they want in terms of living on their terms. And it is, of course, fear. And it's funny, you know, every time I work with clients, we get to the stage of setting those lifestyle goals for themselves. And quite often I get quite a defensive reaction coming up with them saying that they simply don't know what they want. But deep down, I really believe that everyone knows what they want. They just are gripped with fear. So much so that even to allow themselves to think about it, let alone verbalize it, write it down, and starting to take action, it's just too difficult. They cannot get over that first step. And I know that. I went through it myself. Gosh, when I first started writing my lifestyle goals down, I came up against a big wall of fear. I had no idea what I was going to do in areas of, say, health and fitness and adventure and all that. Absolutely no problem. But when it came to a career and creating a business that was going to give me the lifestyle, I couldn't write anything down. I was scared. I just thought, well, how could I possibly do this? So that fear can be dressed up in a number of ways. The most common ways that you hear are fear of failure, fear of success, fear of what other people think of them, and the big one is fear of change. And it's such a powerful emotion that it can completely paralyze people. In fact, the fear of change here is the real culprit, I think, because, you know, you pretty much know that if you don't know, let me tell you this, if you do take that first step and implement some change towards that lifestyle, then really there's no going back. I mean, for me, once you start getting a momentum, there is no going back. I have no choice. I have my vision set and what it is that I want. And for me to just abandon that now because I started taking the steps towards it isn't possible. You know, life is different. Life will be different as soon as you start taking that step. And people they're just scared of different. And what happens, unfortunately, is those dreams and ambitions just die, and people just carry on living their life on a day-to-day basis in a very reactive state with no intention or real purpose, which is kind of sad, really. But having said that, I completely get it. You know, I've been there, and obviously I slip back into it at times, absolutely. And I know from experience that when I'm in that place, I'm not vibrant, I don't feel alive. And least of all, I'm not inspired. Now, for many people, that's okay. It's perfectly okay, simply because they don't know the difference. You know, when you know what it is to feel inspired, to be creative, and to allow yourself to imagine and get excited and emotionally involved with an idea, then it doesn't become okay. And I was reminded of this recently when Babs and I, my husband Babs, were skiing with the kids at Christmas, and we had a moment of clarity on the chairlift with the kids that we'd suddenly decided we would love to do a ski season. So stay for a couple of months with the kids in a ski resort and do it within the next few years. And I'll tell you what, by the time we got to the top of that mountain, we were both beyond excited about the ideas we were having and nailed it down to dates and started talking about where we'd like to do it. It was a pretty long chairlift, as you can imagine. But logic would tell you that not such an easy thing to do. In fact, it's quite a ridiculous thing to think about. And all those questions come up about what about schooling? What are you going to do for work? Where are you going to live? Blah, blah, blah. But the fact is, I know that we can do it. It is possible. If we choose it, it's possible. Because anything like this is possible. If you want it badly enough, you've just got to be prepared to think a little bit differently. And yes, it is going to mean stepping out of the mold and stepping over the fear. So let's take a look at some of the things that we can do to help us to work through the fear when it comes up for us. So number one of the most important steps is to acknowledge that fear exists, that you're feeling fear. And it is an absolutely normal emotion to have. You know, there's nothing wrong with you for feeling the fear. That alone doesn't make it bad. You know, I think there's quite a feeling of shame with some people, especially guys, when people are scared and they don't like to admit it. but it's an absolutely normal emotion. Number two, turn the fear into a positive. See it as growth. Don't see it as a negative. Just see it as you being about to grow. And this is a complete mindset shift for many people. And when you're experiencing fear, it generally means you're about to step out of your comfort zone. And that's when the growth happens. I had this the other night. I was speaking at an event, and quite frankly, it's not something I'm used to doing, and I haven't got a huge amount of experience at. And they say the fear of public speaking is greater than the fear of dying for some people. And just before, I have to say I could relate to that. But naturally, I was experiencing an element of fear. But I knew once I had done it, I would be a different person. I would have grown. Whether I'd done well or completely flopped, it didn't matter. It was an experience that I would have done. I would have learned from it. And actually, it went pretty well. And I would go as far to say as I enjoyed it, I think. So I'm looking forward to doing it again. I've changed my mindset on it because I took the action and stepped over the fear there. So number three, understand that fear is a fabulous motivator. When you're faced with fear, the adrenaline kicks in and it is amazing the solutions you come up with. You've all experienced this, I know you have, at some point in your life. Your intuition is heightened and you're suddenly able to make decisions much more quickly and much more effectively generally. Number four, acknowledge that the fear is never going to go away in your life if you want to succeed in going after what it is you want. It just isn't. And as soon as you start on this journey, you might as well get used to it. I mean, it's been my experience anyway. You set yourself a goal, you achieve it, and you just go and set yourself a bigger one. Nobody out there who is achieving anything of any significance is fearless. In fact, let's face it, they wouldn't be achieving if they weren't experiencing fear. So embrace it. Find a way to work with your fear rather than fighting against it. Number five, try to understand where your fear comes from. And more often than not, it comes back to our core beliefs, and we all have core beliefs about ourselves. So I'm talking about those insecurities that are sort of lurking behind everything that's going on for you. And quite often, it doesn't come to light until you are about to step out of your comfort zone. Now, the main culprit for most people is that you don't think you're good enough. And again, it's something that just doesn't go away with a drop of a hat. And I experience that all the time. Even doing podcasts, there's a voice in the back of my head saying, come on, Jen, who the hell do you think you are? You know, who's going to listen to you? What makes you so special? And really, the only antidote I have to this, and if anyone knows of any other solutions, then please let me know. But again, the only thing I know to get over this is to just acknowledge it, acknowledge the fear, acknowledge how I'm feeling, and then just take action anyway. Then you start to gather a little bit more evidence that actually, yes, your action has created a reaction of some kind. So for me, when I get to see through my podcasting stats that there are people downloading this from around the world, that gives me enough evidence to continue in the hope that I'm making some kind of difference in people's life. And really, that's my purpose. And had I not started and taken the first action to do my first podcast and continue to worry about the fact that I hate the sound of my voice or, you know, I'm just not perfect at this, then I wouldn't have that evidence in the form of statistics and I just would never have got going. So a bit of a cliche, but face the fear and do it anyway. Number five. Allow yourself to think of the worst case scenarios if you would actually to step out and do the thing that you're fearful about. Seriously, I know we're always told to think positively, but I really find that if you map out some worst case scenarios, write them down, see them in black and white, then quite a lot of the drama and the angst that you're feeling is sort of taken away. And in fact, you end up coming up with some solutions which can give you the beginnings of a contingency plan. So that's a bit of a bonus. Number six, lastly, allow yourself to be okay with feeling uncomfortable. Allow yourself to be dissatisfied with the way things are. And I know I've talked about this before, I've done a video about it on my blog, but it's a really important point. We are very conditioned to be happy with our lot. and that we should be satisfied. But I really strongly disagree with that. Dissatisfaction forces you to grow, and it's your own growth that's going to take you towards what it is that you want, and getting that lifestyle and becoming the lifestyle entrepreneur that's going to give you the income to do what it is that you want to do. Okay, so food for thought there for you. And I challenge you today, take a step. It doesn't have to be a huge one, but a step that's proactive, that's stepping over your fear, and that's going to take you towards that lifestyle you want. So on that note, I'm going to leave you, and as always, wish you a fabulous week. Don't forget to visit my website, and that is www.jennyhk.com, JennyHK.com, where you can sign up for a new free video series, which is three lifestyle strategies that can take you towards being a successful lifestyle entrepreneur. So until next week, I wish you success and love to hear from you. Do leave me a comment on my blog if you get the time. Thanks very much.